There was a big musical organ, an instrument which was kept there for a very long time. Nobody had even touched it since ages. It was just gathering dust in that house. And everyone thought it to be just the nonsense thing. Unnecessary occupying so much space in already crowded house. So the family members one day thought to get rid of it. Otherwise also it's of no use. Nobody's playing it. It's just lying like that for a long time. So they, with much difficulty, took out that musical organ. It was like piano, big one. And they kept it on the street outside. And they came back, happy that they got rid of it. And now they have enough space for other important things. And within 1 hour, they heard a very beautiful music which was coming out from outside. And they were awestruck. And they peeped through the window and they went out and they saw there is one beggar who is playing that music, that organ, that musical instrument. And it was so melodious, so rapturous, so beautiful that many people gathered around that beggar as he was playing. And the beggar kept on playing that instrument for 1 hour. And he got a thundering applause from the audience. And the family members came out and they say, "This is our instrument, give it back. This is our instrument, we want it back." The beggar said, "No, it's mine now. Because I have played it. And the musical instrument belongs to the one who can play it." And the public agreed with the beggar. And so the family member had to go empty-handed. Even though it was their instrument, but they lost it. And the beggar said, "The musical instrument belongs to the one who can play it. Life belongs to the one who can play it. The instrument of life belongs to the one who can play it. It depends on us. What are we doing with the musical instruments that we have got? Are we thinking it to be a useless, unnecessary thing occupying, or we can convert that barrenness, that emptiness into the divine melody, into the song of ecstasy? What is ecstasy? Anyone? What is ecstasy? Bliss. if there is a first, there is a pleasure, let's form a hierarchy. Pleasure, that coming out from material things or sense pleasure. Go little higher. Happiness. Happiness when you do something selflessly or for something for others. Happiness. And then joy. Joy is little higher. It has more to do with spirituality. Happiness has to do with religion. To do good to others. Then you come to joy. And after joy, there is bliss. In dictionary, every word has the same meaning. But there is subtle nuances, differences. So then there is a bliss. After bliss, there is something known as bliss is something when one is intoxicated in love of God, in divinity. After bliss is rapture. Rapture. Rapturous. You have lost the consciousness of the body. After rapture is also known as transport. One is in the stage of transport, transported from this world. After that is ecstasy. Ecstasy is a highly intoxicated stage. A stage when one is so much filled with divinity that one doesn't see anything except one's beloved. The supreme stage of spirituality, ecstasy. The ecstatic joy, they say. They combine words. So today, we will discuss, what is the topic? The song of ecstasy. And musical instrument belongs to the one who can play it. And we have many such instruments with us. So in this Brahmin life, Baba says this is a life of enjoyment. This is the life of entertainment. This is the life of feasting, not fasting. We are the dancing incarnations, dancing avatars, messiahs of the world. Our religion is not the religion which is dull and drab. Sitting and only doing tapasya, it's not our religion. Just that. But it's more about enjoyment, but spiritual enjoyment. Not the worldly enjoyment. It's more about pleasure, but spiritual pleasure, not the worldly pleasure. It's more about entertainment, but not the cheap, worldly, material, flimsy, wishy-washy entertainment. It is the supreme entertainment, the divine bliss. We also drink. They also drink. Worldly people also drink. They drink wine, whiskey, beer. We also drink. Which wine we drink? We drink the wine of divine love. We are also intoxicated. They are also intoxicated. And one gets intoxicated. What are the things one has to do in world to get intoxicated? What thing a person does? They are also alcoholics and we are also alcoholics. They are drunkards. We are spiritual drunkards. We are addicted to wine of divine love. But then for intoxication, you need five things. What are those things? A person who is going and drinking wine, he has to drink it in more quantity. You cannot drink little and you say, I am intoxicated. By drinking this much, you are not going to get intoxicated. You must drink more. First is this. Second, it's not that early morning you drank and whole day you remain intoxicated. It's not like that. You have to keep on drinking every 2 hourly. You should have the stock with you, the wine bottles in your house, so that you can keep on drinking multiple times. So that's the second thing. Third, You have to drink neat solution, don't dilute it. If you dilute it, your intoxication will be less. So you have to drink as undiluted. It is known as neat wine, neat solution. The fourth thing is drink with friends. Cheers. So when you drink with others, you get intoxicated. Otherwise, you keep on drinking alone in room. You don't get that much intoxicated. You need the company of similar-minded drunkards. If you can get, you can become intoxicated. And fifth thing, don't drink wine and then the Limca bottle is there and there are some soft drinks. So you are drinking that together. You have to drink only wine. Then only you will get intoxicated. You are drinking coconut water also and wine also. How are you going to get intoxicated? You have to drink only wine. That is the sign of a real drunkard. So, these are the five things necessary to get intoxicated. And what is the sign of an intoxicated person? How does he behave? How does he behave? Anybody can do action? How does an intoxicated person drink? Walks? Wobbles? What is his gait? Is staggering gait. He's not stable. How are his eyes? Red. And how does he talk? Relevant things or irrelevant things? He talks irrelevant things, anything gibberish, nonsense. Raving and ranting. Can he take any decision? No. His intellect is blocked. He says anything. So spiritually, is he aware of time? No. He will fall anywhere in the gutter or somewhere. He has no awareness. All the social inhibitions are lost. He doesn't recognize anyone. He is in the world but out of the world. So these are signs of real drunkards. Who are we? Spiritual, divine drunkards. So let's concentrate on five things. The first is, drink more. How many times I have drunk this? Only once in the morning? In the classroom? That's it. And you hope to remain intoxicated throughout the day. You have to drink that much that you start staggering. People should say, oh, he is a drunkard. That is the sign that you are a real drunkard. So how many times one must drink this? Multiple times. You have to increase the dose. Increase the dose of gyan. Without increasing the dose of knowledge, you cannot get intoxicated. Second, increase the frequency. Keep on drinking multiple times. It's not that early morning you drank. Keep on drinking it. After 2 hours, try to revise the Murli points. By afternoon, again try to revise. Discuss it. During food, again try to revise what were the Murli points from today morning's Murli. By evening, again try to revise. By night, again try to revise. So you have to keep on drinking it. I told you the meaning of the word imbibe. Imbibe means to drink. If you want to imbibe this knowledge, imbibition, keep on drinking it. So increase the frequency, a dose, and then frequency third, neat. Don't try to mix it with other things. Only drink this undiluted. Reading Murli, after some time reading some message on WhatsApp. Then sometimes reading something political news, some advertisement, what is happening in the film world, new releases, trailers, or something of the world. Trying to mix it. And then fourth, you have to find divine drunkards. See, such a beautiful gathering of divine drunkards. People should say, oh, these are drunkards who are gathered here. So you should walk like this, like this, like this. Divine intoxication, the stage of ecstasy. And fifth, don't drink any other thing along with this. First I said, don't mix anything in this. Let it be neat solution. Other is, two things they drink. They don't mix, but they drink together. They will drink this and then they will drink soft drinks. So, extraneous things should not be added. Manmath, Paramath, Baba says, opinion of others, philosophy of convenience. You know this philosophy? Slightly modify the Srimad as per the convenience. There was one brother. He was coming to Madhuban. He was Kumar. Very pakka, very dharna, yukt Kumar. And he started from Ahmedabad for Abu Road. And in that train, in that boogie, some people came. And they started eating. And they offered him, "Would you like to eat?" He said, "No, we don't eat from outside." So they said, "No, it is not from outside. Our mother has prepared. It is at home only." Then he said, "No, not like that. I don't want to eat now. I will eat later on." They said, "Okay." So they finished their food. And then after the food, they said, "At least eat the biscuits. At least biscuits." So he thought, "Oh, Baba has not said anything for biscuits. It is machine made after all. Machine made." But who operates the machine? Okay, that's another business. So it's a machine made. So he ate those biscuits and he slept after some time. When he woke up, it was Ajmer. Ajmer is a last station. Abu Road, then Sirohi, then Udaipur, and then many other like that, and Ajmer. And when he woke up, all his luggage was gone. They were thieves, thugs. And that was the biscuit that was some intoxicant laced. So, you know, Baba has given Srimad to all of us about food, about many things. But then we try to modify it according to our convenience. Baba said, those who are in military, they can eat those, what? Bread. But now the person has got retired 20 years and he is saying, Baba has said that I can eat from outside. But he is retired. So this is known as philosophy of convenience. Don't try to modify Srimad. Don't try to repair it. Understand Srimad as it is. The undiluted one. Don't mix anything in that Srimad. So when these five things are there, you become inebriated, spiritually intoxicated souls. So the song of intoxication, the song of rapture, the song of bliss, the song of joy, the song of ecstasy. Which song of ecstasy Baba is talking about? In this Brahmin life, we have so many songs. Only we should develop ear to hear them. The very first song of ecstasy is the song played by, sung by Baba himself. The first song of ecstasy is the song, the celestial song sung by God Himself. The first translation of Bhagavad Gita, you know, by Edwin Arnold. The name of the Bhagavad Gita's translation in English is The Song Celestial. This is how he has translated Bhagavad Gita. The Song Celestial, Edwin Arnold. The first translation of Bhagavad Gita in English. So the first song of ecstasy is this. This is the song God is singing after 5,000 years. So learn to listen to this song of ecstasy. This is the real song of ecstasy. Before this song, all the songs of the world are nothing. But then, only he who can listen to this song, one who can play this song, can enjoy this song. Otherwise, every day 4-page murli comes, we listen, and then we forget. And the next day, next murli comes. And third day, third murli comes. In this way, So many diaries we have filled, but a missing link is how much it is penetrating the cerebral cortex, how much it is going in the subconscious mind. This is the first song of ecstasy. Listen to this song. You know the word Murli, M-U-R-L-I. It has got five meanings. M stands for Manthan, means churning. Try to churn the Murli. M-U stands for understand. Try to understand Murli. R stands for reading and revising Murli. Simply reading is not enough. You have to revise it. L stands for listening Murli. And I stands for imbibing Murli. So M-U-R-L-I. This is what is the meaning of the Murli. Murli means you have to churn it. Manthan, manan. Manthan means churning. Sagar Manthan, you know? Those Samudra Manthan stories there in Hindu scriptures. Deities on one side, demons on another side. And there's a mountain. And then the so many things came out from that Manthan. Sagar Manthan it is known as. So Manthan, manan means churning. You understand it. If Baba has said something, for example, I'll switch to tomorrow's Murli, Avyakta Murli. Okay? Yeah. So here, Baba is talking about sun, moon, stars. In the outside world, it is not possible. That sun is there and moon is also there. But in this divine sky, all three things are there. Sun, moon and stars. Sun is Father, moon is Brahma, and stars are we all stars. So this is one thing. Let's try to understand what is it. How poetic is the language Baba is using? He is a great poet. Huh? He is the master of literature. God is a master of literature. So the sun is giving you power and the moon is giving you love. To whom? Stars. You can visualize this Murli and see there is a sun, there is a moon and stars. Try to understand, try to churn, try to imbibe, read it, and simply one reading is not enough. If you want to understand this paragraph, I will tell you my own experience. If I have to read this once, I need at least 1 hour. Because you don't have to read. You have to see it. Visualize it. Let it get imprinted on the subconscious mind. And for this, you need silence. You need solitude. Introspection. You have to enter the cave of soundless sound. Then only you can understand this paragraph. Without that you cannot. In Mount Abu there are so many mountains. I have spent hours and hours together in those mountains, all alone, trying to understand, churn, Murlis. And when something comes out in class, is something which is out of the world, which even I hear for the first time at the time of speaking. Even I did not know what I am talking, because that is coming out from some deep churning. So the mountains, the rivers, the sky, the streams, the springs, the waterfalls, the lakes, go near these places and churn. So Murli means manthan, Murli means understanding, Murli means reading and revising it. Murli means listening. What is the listening? Listening means when you are listening, your own thinking inside should stop and let that only the listening remains. As you are listening, every word of the speaker is entering into the subconscious mind. It's not that I am listening now and I will try to think about it later on. No. Immediately at the time of listening, imbibe it. Grasp it. So this is what is Murli. So the first song of ecstasy is song which comes from God. And the song that comes from God is Gita, is Murli. In Hindu scriptures, there's one scripture known as Bhagavat. It has come many times in Murli. Bhagavat means, it describes the pastimes of Shri Krishna, the glory of Shri Krishna in detail. In that, there is one shloka which gopis are singing, Tavakatham Britam. O Krishna, your words are nectar. Tapta Jeevanam. Our lives are burning. Kaviviriditam Kalmashapaham Shravanamangalam Shri Madadadam Bhuvigrunantite Bhuridajana. O Lord, your words are like nectar. O Lord, we are burning in the fire of lust. We are burning in the fire of passion. We are burning in the fire of distress, unhappiness, worldly pains. Quench it. Make us little calm. Extinguish this fire, the worldly fire. Shravana Mangalam, just by listening to this Murli, it's auspicious. Kavi Viriditam, it has been sung, your glory is sung by poets, philosophers, scholars and everyone. Kalma Shapaham, the blemish, the blot which is there on the souls. It's only by your words, your Murli, the blots, the blemish, the blames would get blotted out. This is the song of, this known as Gopika Gitam in Bhagavatam. So, if you want to get intoxicated with this. This is the first divine song, the first celestial song, the first unearthly song, godly song, the spiritual song, the transcendental song that takes you, transcends from this world. The second song of ecstasy is song which is coming out from our hearts, from the heart of children. And what is the song that comes from our heart? Only one word. Baba. But with what intensity I speak that song. I say that song. I sing that song. That's the second song of ecstasy. Some people out of habit keep on saying Baba, Baba, Baba. Some at the time of need they remember Baba. Some every day they come but ask selfish things from Baba. And there are few who call out to him just out of love. They don't want anything. Just love. In Bible, there is one statement by Jesus Christ. He says, not everyone who cometh and saith, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who comes and says, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord. Not like that. But he that doeth the will of my Father, he who follows the Srimat of my Father, shall enter the kingdom of God. Otherwise, you are not permitted in the kingdom of God. So, seek him first. Seek him and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto it. So, with what intensity, with what feelings I am calling out. That is the second song of ecstasy. The song of ecstasy that is coming out from my heart. Baba. You know, there is one story of one center sister. I don't know how much true it is or how much to believe it. Even she, when she told me, she said, I don't know. I have never narrated this to anyone. And she said, if I tell this to others, probably they might not believe. So I have not told. And I am telling you for the first time. So she told me that story. That sister is in India now. But once she had gone abroad for some retreat. And it was a place like this. Very calm, quiet. And in between she went out and she was just walking on the road. A road or some beaten path was there. And suddenly there was a quagmire, a mire. Mire, you know, daldal. What you call in your language? Mire is daldal. Boggy place. Swamp. Swamp, something like that. So it is mire, we call it usually. So she was walking and suddenly she fell down in that mire. It was all muddy and she was just going down, down, down. It was till knees she came. And then till waist. And then suddenly she remembered, Baba, where are you? If I had surrendered my life unto you and you are my only protector, I remember you, that's it. And there is none there. It was absolutely lonely place. And she did not cry, she just remembered Baba. And she was getting bogged down, down, down in that boggy place. And then suddenly, as if she closed the eyes, as she was going down, after some time she found that she has come out. When she opened the eyes, she was outside. Sort of miracle. And there was none there. She looked around and there was none. And she said, I don't know what has happened. And when she came out, she found her white sari had all become dirty. There was a tap and she washed it with it and came back. She said, this happened many years back. I have never told this to anyone. I don't know whether people will believe or not, but this has happened. You know, such things can happen. When the cry, when the heartfelt cry goes out from us, it straight away reaches God. He listens to this song of ecstasy which is coming out from our heart. An intoxicated voice, which is absolutely true, unadulterated, unstained, spotless. So if you want to remember Baba, remember him with that intensity. There was a picture of Sri Ramakrishna here. What he used to say, you know, three love should get combined together and get directed towards God, then God will appear in front of you. The first, love of a mother for a child. What intensity is there? Very huge intensity. Second, the love of a greedy person for wealth. And third, love of a lusty person for body. These three love are very intense love. They should combine together and get directed towards God, and then God will appear in front of you. Otherwise, he will not. Keep on calling, oh God, God, please come, please come. He will never going to come. Baba says, this is the deal of heart, not lips. Mukh ka sauda nahi, dil ka sauda hai. It's the sauda, it's a deal of the heart. So when you say Baba, it should come out from the very depth of your heart, from the very heart of hearts. That intensity, when we call out, that time he will listen. Otherwise, we keep on telling Baba 100 things and the experience is Baba doesn't listen. Many people say that. You know, there was one brother long back in Om Shanti Bhavan when Baba used to come, or even History Hall, I don't know, very long back. So that brother went to Baba, Avyakta Bab Dada, in Om Shanti Bhavan when Baba used to come in 1980s, and he said, Baba, I tell you many things, but I don't get any reply from you. Straight he told to Baba. Straight. Baba, I don't get any reply from you. So what Baba said, you know? If a child asks something to Baba, it is impossible that Baba will not reply. Only thing is that the line of your intellect is not clear. That was Baba's answer. If you ask something to Baba, and you feel that he is not answering, probably the line of your intellect is not clear. There is no clarity. in your mind what to ask. That's why the first thinking hat was white information. The problem should be very clear. What you are asking, that question should be very clear. So that is the second song of ecstasy. The third song of ecstasy is the song of Madhuban. How many of you are here who have never visited Madhuban till now? Okay, few people are there. Time is very less. You must pay a visit and see what is that land of God's work. It's a divine land. So to listen to the song of Madhuban means to go to Madhuban once in 24 hours. How to go? Sitting in the plane of love. Now we have 4 pilgrimage sites here only. But every day, go to Shantistham first. Get powers from Shantistham. Then go to History Hall. Baba says, if you are having lot of waste thoughts, come to History Hall. Then come to Baba's room and take blessing from him. And go to the hut. If you are depressed, feeling down, share with Baba. Whatever, have heart-to-heart talk with Baba. So these are the 4 pilgrimage sites of Panda Bhavan. 4 dham, 4 dham we call it. Go there every day and listen what Baba is saying. Listen the voice of Madhuban. Madhuban is calling me. You should keep on have that experience of missing Madhuban all the time. The more you miss, the more intense would be your efforts. Always visualizing, always seeing yourself in Madhuban, in Diamond Hall. Baba is sitting, I am in front of Baba. The huge family is here. So learn to listen the divine voice of Madhuban. This is the song of ecstasy of Madhuban. Always remembering it. Madhuban is calling me. You know, for my studies, Laukik studies, I was out of Madhuban, as I narrated yesterday. First I went to Madhuban after a long journey. And after staying in Madhuban for 1.5 years, again I went out for doing post-graduation. So during that period of 5 years, 6 months, every day I must have written, composed some poetry. Madhuban, I miss you. Something like that. Every day. Every day writing on Madhuban. Oh Madhuban, your voice is calling me. Where are you? I want to come to you, like that. You know, it is in Hindi, it is known as viraha. Viraha means pangs of separation. You should feel like 2 lovers are there. They love each other. Like that morning group was there. No? Which is that sister who tried to separate the lovers? So, when they are separated, they feel the pangs of separation. So, they feel more to meet each other. So, when 2 lovers are separated, it is actually a very risky job. You are increasing their love by doing that in one way. I am just joking. So, when 2 lovers are separated, their love increases. When the 2 families are against each other, their love increases. For example, as I told, if any child from a family wants to take a sannyas, what parents should do? Go, take. He will come back after some days. And if they oppose, his vairag increases. There was one son, he said, Father, I am going, I want to take sannyas. The father says, okay, take the key. While going, lock the door from outside. So that we don't come after searching you. You know, as I mentioned you, I had gone to Chennai Ramakrishna Math, as I told in the story yesterday, and I stayed there for 7 days. Then my father called up and he said, oh, you have to do that job for 2 months, otherwise 2 years, otherwise pay the bond of 2 lakhs and so on. So whilst I was in that room, it was ashram like this only. So in my room there was another boy who had come for taking sannyas. He was just of my age, an intense vairagi, like me only. So we both were staying together. So he also had come to join the order. And after 2-3 days, his parents came. And his parents said, give us back our son to that institution. He says, give back our son. They said, and the parents said, he wanted to marry a girl. We opposed. That's why he has developed vairag and he has come to take sannyas. Now we have agreed. Please give back our son. And he left in front of me. I was shocked. What sort of vairag is this? What sort of sannyasa was this? That he took sannyasa because parents opposed. So you know, this is known as viraha. Viraha means pangs of separation. So when two persons who love each other are separated, they keep on missing each other too much. For example, Romeo and Juliet. Their love is famous. But imagine if they had married. They never married. They died like that only. They never married. But had they married, probably they would have sought for divorce after some days. That's the human psychology. They would have become intolerant of each other. It's a possibility. But since they are never married and they kept on missing each other for a long time. So miss Madhuvan. Talk with Madhuvan. As if the Madhuvan is calling. There's a song, Abu Ka Teerat Tumko Pukare. 18 January that is played. The pilgrimage place of Abu is calling you, O Brahma, come back. So in the same way, this is the third song of ecstasy. Madhuvan. Then the fourth song of ecstasy is yoga. When we sit in yoga and remember Baba, yoga or remembrance of Baba, that's a song actually. When you remember him, when you are in his remembrance, you are linked with him. You are drowned in him. This Swami, this Ramakrishna once asked Vivekananda, what you would like to be? This is the glass full of drink. Would you like to get drowned in this? Or you would like to become like a fly moving on the brink? So Vivekananda said, I would love to become a fly who is moving on the brink. I don't want to get drowned. But his master Ramakrishna said, this is the ocean of eternity. If you get drowned, if you jump in this ocean, you will never get drowned. Because this is the ocean of God's love. So get drowned rather than becoming a moth who is just encircling the fire of and sometimes going back. Don't become that. Get drowned. See, yoga, the song of yoga, the song of remembrance, this is the real song of ecstasy. When you are in remembrance of Baba, sitting in yoga, just as here before some time, such a pin drop silence was there. All the brothers and everyone was on the stage. And everybody is lost in the remembrance of Baba. So yoga is the song of ecstasy. The next song of ecstasy is the song of service, seva. Selfless service. Tomorrow's Avyakta Murli, Sunday's Avyakta Murli, is entirely on selflessness. What selfishness has done, Baba has narrated in detail. So do selfless service, as much selfless as possible. Do service in the spirit of surrender. Do service with soul consciousness, with God consciousness. And the more you serve, the more happy you become. The more you serve, the more the ecstasy you feel within. There was Dadi Manorindra, who was in charge of Gyan Saroor before Nirmala Didi. And if any sister would come to her depressed, and she would say, Dadi, I am feeling very depressed, what to do? Dadi would say, go and do service. Go and start giving 7-day course to somebody. automatically you'll get happy. If you are depressed, talk on how to be happy. Teach others how to be happy. Automatically in the process, you will come out from your own depression. It's other way around. It's when we are happy, we are talking about happiness. It's when we are unhappy, still then talk about happiness. Automatically that talk of happiness will elevate you and will make you happy all of a sudden. So, service is a song of intoxication. Service is a song of ecstasy. Keep on serving, keep on serving, keep on serving. If there are no service, sit and send out vibrations of peace, of purity, of love. And then the next song of ecstasy is drama. Drama also sings. One who can listen to this song of ecstasy of drama would remain very stable. What are some of the points of drama which Baba has said? Anyone? Tell about 20 points about drama. Drama is predestined. Drama is fixed. Drama is accurate. Drama is beneficial. Drama is true. Drama doesn't do any injustice to anyone. Nyayakari. Drama is, what about drama? The tick tick of drama keeps on going. Drama cannot be changed. Drama is repetition. Drama, the same things are happening. Nothing new. That's the part you have to fix in drama. What else? In drama, every actor is what? Unique. Every actor is accurate. Every actor is innocent. Nobody is at fault. All the quarrels, all the battles finish. Everybody is doing whatever he has to do. Nobody is at fault in this drama. Drama is accurate. Drama is faultless. Drama is perfect. Drama is very beautiful. Baba loves this drama. That's why you children should love this drama. There was one question in one Murli. If Baba loves the drama, what is your responsibility? You have to love the drama. You know, this drama is a pre-recorded thing. So for every movie, there is a script. So in front of God, about 10 scripts came. And he selected this one. Because this was best. He let go of the other. He selected this, which is right now getting played. And here, the recording is being done. We are the hero actors of this drama. And the movie is going to release in Satyug. But after release, you cannot make any changes. If you want to make changes now. During the shooting is going on now. God is sitting there with his camera. And he is doing the shooting. And who are we? Hero actors of this drama. So in 24 hours, once try to remember all the points of drama. Drama is multifaceted. Multivariated. Drama is... Every scene of the drama doesn't match the other scene. Every scene is different. So there are so many points about drama. Keep on remembering those points is to listen to the divine voice of drama, divine ecstasy of drama. This is the song of ecstasy, drama. So this helps you remain stable in life. Whatever that happens is good. You know, there was one mother. She came to Brahma Baba and she said, Baba, I have done an unpardonable sin in my life. What should I do? Baba said, what happened? What you did? She said, during the partition, when India-Pakistan was getting divided and some Muslim people came and they torched the houses and there was fire everywhere and I was alone with my two small kids and my house was on fire. And I was so afraid, and in order to save myself, what I did, I took both of my kids down and I got up on them and came out of my house. Her own kids, her own children, she kept one leg like this, and jumped out, and they both died. So Baba, she said, this is the sin I have done. No mother would ever do this, but I have done this. Now what should I do? Now you said drama is beneficial, now tell. So what Baba said, you know, if that scene had not happened, you would not have come to Baba. Because after that only, she came to Baba. If that scene had not happened in her life, she would never have come. If that was not there, this would also not there, would have not been there. So every scene of this drama, every single scene in this drama is beautiful. Just observe it as a detached observer. In today's Murli, this same thing has come. Baba said, in the world, they go and see drama. But Baba calls those children Mahavir who watch everything as detached observer. There's somewhere here. Baba said, Baba calls, they have made a play showing God in every particle. Okay? Those who have seen the play would know about this. Baba tells the Mahavir children, you may go anywhere. You just see everything as detached observer. So, see the scenes of this drama as a detached observer. Very bad scenes, traumatic scenes, emotional trauma. Somebody has tortured me like anything in my life, has hurt me like anything, tormented me, cursed me, insulted me, deceived me, broke all my expectations. His or her bitter words have pierced my heart. It's still bleeding. How can I say that this is a good scene of drama? Watch as a detached observer. Get detached from that scene. See, everything is happening on the screen and I'm detached from it. So, this is the divine ecstasy of this song of drama. And then, seventh, the song of ecstasy of nature, the five elements. Go in silence, close the eyes, try to listen all the voices which are there in the nature. Chirping of the birds, the rustling of the leaves, the dribbling of water, or the rain, the clouds, everything which is there. You will have such super sensuous experience when you have friendship with five elements. They have become enemy. That's why there is earthquake. Which is the earthquake group? And that's why there is an earthquake at 12 noon. Okay? But send Sakash to the five elements. Express gratitude to the five elements. Have friendships with the five elements. Go and seek their company. Sit with them. Learn from them. Their silence, their solitude. The beautiful nature, which is unexplored, unexploited. You know, this place, just now we had gone around. It is so beautiful everywhere here. Man has not milked it, touched it, unexploited. Go to such places every day for some time, half an hour. Sit in the company of nature. Listen the voice, this divine voice of nature, and come back. This fills the soul with power. Who loves the nature most? Anyone? Everybody loves five elements. Everybody loves the scenic beauty. Everyone loves. Because actually that is our nature, to love nature. We must seek the company of nature every day. All the great saints, all the greatest philosophers, architects, painters, musicians, they loved nature. Beethoven, Michelangelo, all of them. Dancers, they loved nature. Michael Jackson has said somewhere, when I dance, sometimes the stage comes when dancer and the dance become one. He dances in such a way, sometimes he says, I don't understand what is it. But dance and dancer, they become one. The observer and the observed become one in the language of spirituality. And the last song of ecstasy, the eighth song, time. What is time telling to us? Which song time is singing? Come fast. Don't be lazy. What are you doing? There was one Avyakta Murli where Baba said, time is your master. Nay, you are the master and time is your servant. Okay? But time is running ahead of you. And he is looking back and saying, masters, where are you? Time is your servant and you are the masters. But servant is running ahead of you and is looking back and saying, my lord, what are you doing? I am going ahead of you. So listen the ecstasy of sound, that voice of sound, time. So time has many things to say to us. So these are the 7, 8 songs of this ecstasy. First, Murli. Second, our own heart. Third, Madhuban. Fourth, yoga. Fifth, service. Sixth, drama. Sixth, seventh, nature, and eighth, time. So now, let's sit in meditation and listen the unheard. Listen the inaudible. Listen the anhadnath. Listen the soundless. Listen the impalpable, the untouchable. Listen the song of ecstasy.